January 5, Thou God seest me. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Hebrews 4:13. The triumph of the truth is possible only when the workers carry with them an abiding consciousness of the presence of God. They should ever realize that there is a faithful witness to every word, every transaction, in the home life or among the people. In every plan devised, in every effort made, Christ is to direct. In every council, the members should speak and act as if the curtain were withdrawn, and they saw themselves transacting business in the presence of the heavenly universe. For this is the fact in the case. All heaven is looking upon the workers. In planning for aggressive warfare, let not self be made prominent. It must be hidden, wholly hidden in Christ. Everything that can be shaken will be shaken, and those things that cannot be shaken will remain. The Lord requires our undivided affections. If men are not wholehearted, they will fail in the day of test and proving and trial. When the enemy shall put his forces in array against him, and the battle seems to go hard, at the very time when all the strength of intellect and capability and all the tact of wise generalship is needed to repulse the enemy, those who are half-hearted will turn their weapons against their own soldiers. They weaken the hands that should be strong for warfare. God is testing all who have a knowledge of the truth to see if they can be depended on to fight the battles of the Lord when hard-pressed by principalities and powers and the rulers of the darkness of this world and wicked spirits in high places. Perilous times are before us, and our only safety is in having the converting power of God every day, yielding ourselves fully to Him to do His will and walk in the light of His countenance. See 1 Peter 2:9. Now, when we are just on the borders of the promised land, let none repeat the sin of the unfaithful spies. They acknowledged that the land they went up to see was a good land, but they declared that the inhabitants were strong, the giants were there, and that they themselves were in comparison as grasshoppers in the sight of the people and in their own sight. All the difficulties were magnified into insurmountable obstacles. Thus they leavened the whole congregation with their unbelief. Manuscript 6, January 5, 1892. Work in Christ's lines.